Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, it's Friday night. It's time for some Tech Vibe Radio. I couldn't be more happy and more excited to be hanging out with you, Audrey, tonight.
I know. Love Friday night.
It's good stuff.
All the stuff coming on. Nice fall evening. And pretty excited about all that's coming up around in Pittsburgh these days.
And it's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. I know that we are, you know, celebrating 21 years of recognizing companies that are up and coming in innovation and tech.
When you say that, 21 years, that just blows my mind how long we have been doing this. We are legal now. I bet you if Amazon knew that we honor the 50 fastest growing tech companies every single year for 21 years.
Well, I think
years,
they know locally.
They would set their headquarters here immediately. They'd be like, search is over. Mm. We're doing it.
I don't think it's that simple.
Probably not.
No.
But I'd like to pretend it is.
No.
Anyhow, I digress.
But we have a lot of amazing companies that are in the Tech 50 finalists this year.
I know.
That people who are listening to the show should know about.
We should.
We have Innovator of the Year in Health IT. And that category has grown. Yeah. 10 years ago, we didn't even have
that category.
No, we didn't have health IT.
We added that probably about 5 years ago, I bet, right?
Right. So we have M-Modal, mm-hmm. MedRespond, NetHealth, Health Monitoring, and Careform. And all of them are working on different aspects.
Yeah, they're
aspects,
little different aspects of things,
aspect,
right.
Aspect from wound care management to voice recognition to making sure that the opioid crisis is being sort of tracked and
right.
attended to. So it's really interesting, like all over the map, people trying to solve problems in that arena and at it for a while. Like Iagnosis, they're actually doing telehealth for dermatology. That's how they started.
Remember we had them on the show when they first started? That was
right.
many years ago.
Well, it was a few years ago. It
yeah,
wasn't that far
like
ago.
Three but or four. But, yeah,
but they're doing quite well.
Absolutely.
Then you have the startups of the year, which is always a ton of fun. You have Angler Labs. And they're working on data collection.
I still go back to when we interviewed Angler and you started dropping all that phishing knowledge. That's all I can say. I was
sort
like,
of scary,
you know,
but needless to say, Angler Labs is collecting data. And, you know, fisher people definitely care about trying to understand all the conditions and how they fish.
They want to maximize their experience and
right.
catch the biggest fish.
Skycision, Small Change. That's a crowdfunding real estate platform that's trying to shake out the way that neighborhoods get investment.
They're the first platform of its type to do mm-hmm. that, too.
I know,
right?
Really. You know, invest in your neighborhood, which is really cool.
That's what's so cool.
And get a return, which I love.
Yeah,
like, take
that
pride in your neighborhood, invest in property.
Exactly.
Invest in new opportunities, get a return. Really very exciting.
All the way around.
Innovator of the Year, Consumer Products, Diamond Kinetics. We've been watching them for a while. They're actually putting, they have sensors on baseball bats, and they've gotten their toe into the MLB.
How many data points in a swing?
Oh, my gosh.
It's like tens of thousands of data points.
It has to be, right? And you wouldn't think about it.
Swing. And from those data points, they can tell where your swing needs to be improved.
Shell Games rears its head always once again.
Oh, man.
Jesse Shell and his team are always doing pretty incredible jobs.
They're a force to be reckoned with.
They really are. And so that, you know, that's exciting. UPMC Health Plan has had some new products that they want to shout about. So
we're
excited to hear about that. And then, of course, we have CEO of the Year, because it really matters, you know, who runs these companies and what kind of culture they have, and in addition to what their mission is. And we have Louis Von Ahn, founder and CEO of Duolingo. Jim Gillespie, who's actually been around for quite a while, runs a company called Gray Matter Systems.
We know Jim. He's been on the show before.
Nathan Martin of Deep Local, who recently sold his company and still has maintained deep roots, no pun intended.
Exactly.
Jessica Tribus of Simcoach Games and Ted Teal of Touchdown. Again, those represent market sectors that are very diverse.
I know.
So it's just exciting. It's an exciting time for Pittsburgh. I say that every year, but it just feels it's getting better.
It doesn't get old.
It's getting better and better. It doesn't get old.
You're right.
It doesn't get old. That's a good... I like you saying that. It doesn't get old.
Mm-mm. It's fresh. To me, it feels just as fresh as it was in 1997 when we did this. Because everyone was pumped. Like, oh my gosh, who are the 50 winners going to be? Or who are the winners in the categories? Who are the 50 finalists? Like, people were excited that, like... there were hot companies, and there were companies deserving recognition.
So for all the world to know, Jonathan Kirsting, my partner here in crime,
he
celebrated two decades of working at the Tech Council.
I know.
And he's been at every Tech 50.
I have, and it's crazy.
He hasn't missed one.
Nope.
I mean, so that's pretty remarkable in this day and age.
It's been a crazy journey.
Isn't it remarkable to think that, you know, someone's been working at in a place. He's not been in the same job, per se, so that probably makes a difference. But you've been hammering away
I've
at
done
trying
all
to
types and
do
kinds
everything
of fun things.
In terms of marketing and communication.
Everything out there, and they get to have way too much fun.
I've lost some hair.
Some's gone gray.
Not that bad, though.
It's getting there, man.
It's not that bad. Your colorist is really doing a great job.
Yeah, I know. I'll have to pout to give her extra money next time. My colorist.
We had a celebration.
We did.
A surprise party for him.
And that is, I can honestly say, I've never had such a cool party in my entire life.
That is not true.
It is 100% true. And I was never so surprised in my entire life.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely. I can't say thank you enough to everybody who participated and was deceptive to me to get me there.
I know. They made up some crazy excuse to get him to a bar.
And I actually fell for it. And it was all good. And I couldn't be more pleased. That's all I can say.
But for two decades, you know, a lot of people don't really have that.
No.
They're not staying somewhere. It's not...
Yeah, you don't have that, you're at a place for that long and you get the golden watch and they send you away. Instead, it's like, nope, 20 more years, let's go. I need 20 more than I can retire, Audrey.
Yeah, how about that, Jonathan?
If I can make it to 65, everything's going to be okay. Halfway there, I can't wait. At least I made it this far.
Oh my gosh. You are a rich man in many ways.
In many ways.
In many, many ways, you're a rich man.
I try my
best. If you don't know who Jonathan Kirsting is, just go out on Twitter. You'll see some pictures from our event. You also can see some new skin that we've put on a website now, right?
It's getting very, yes, absolutely. It's getting close to our
Is it getting close?
Pittsburgh Tech Fuse is just about there. Just bookmark it, pghtechfuse.com, our new media hub.
I'm very excited.
It's being beta'd right now, and it's right on the precipice of going live. It could happen at any moment, and it'll be very, very soon. I'm very excited about it because it's all the Tech Vibe Radio podcasts, all of our interviews, TEQ News Magazine stories and features and profiles, made in PA. And video stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of video. I forget how much video we have out there, Audrey. And we have our new Talking With Your Mouthful series at the airport that's going to be posted that very soon. I was just looking at our first cuts of our video on that today, Audrey, and I was very excited. As we were interviewing Bob Kurlick at Martini and at Bar Simon. Just saying. Very fun stuff. So we're trying to shake things up.
He gets out of my vision for 1 second, and the next thing you know, he's at a bar.
I can't help myself. Like I said, after 20 years. Anyhow, we have a great show coming up in front of us tonight, Audrey. I cannot wait. We have Virtual Clarity stopping by. We have Sea Leveled with Platypus stopping by. And we're going to end it up with Susan Artisan of Bit by Bit and Jamie Butcher of Blank Rome when it comes to talking about protecting trade secrets and things like that. So, goodness. Man, a lot happening
here on Friday
night. All right,
well, don't go away. We have a great show ahead.
Absolutely. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Learn all about the Pittsburgh Technology Council and all the fun we get to have by going to pghtech.org and follow us on Twitter at pghtech. Thanks for keeping your dial tuned right here to Tech Vibe Radio. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
This is Audrey Russo.
And Audrey, we have way too much fun on a Friday night.
We do.
We get to hang out with Pittsburgh's coolest tech set, the Jet Set.
The Jet Set?
Or the Boat Set. Or the Robotic Boat Set.
Okay, so who do we have in the house right now?
We got some great people here. Is it Paul or Dan?
Dan from Sea Leveled.
Dan, no last name?
Dan Seedham from Sea Leveled.
What's your social security number and driver's license number, too?
And Paul Sherry from Platypus. I do have a last name.
You do. That's great.
Absolutely.
Okay. So we're here to talk about Platypus. And let's break it down. Let's talk about you've developed and you're selling a water analytics service, but you use a boat.
Yeah.
A robotic boat. Come
robotic
on.
Robotic boats. That's the important thing.
You put the word robotic in front of anything and it makes it double cool. If you had a robotic Dan Seedham over there, do you know how much cooler he would be?
Probably more useful.
He would be, yes.
Yeah, no doubt.
Call him Robo Dan. That's all I'm saying.
So the idea of these robotic boats, they're small. They're 3 foot long and only weigh about 20 pounds.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we can't transport people around, but they're used for collecting information about water.
Okay.
And that's currently really hard.
It's almost like water drones or something like that.
Yeah, water drones. You know, robotics people don't like hearing the word drone. No. We're smarter than that.
I like it. There you go.
But yeah, that's the idea. It's like someone called it a Roomba for water one day. I'm not sure I really like that.
A Roomba for water.
We collect information about water and use that information for managing the water better, for tracking down polluters, for working out what dredging to do.
Tracking down polluters.
Well, sometimes if someone's making a mess of the water and you don't know where it's coming from, the boats can run around.
Okay, so let's talk
about what
kind of sensors are on there and what kind of information you're extracting.
You get two basic classes of sensors. Half of those are going to be bathymetry. That's going to tell you what's on the bottom, how deep the water is,
maybe
how soft the bottom is, and what vegetation is under it or what weeds are in the water.
Okay.
And then you're going to look at water quality sensors. It's going to tell you how healthy the water is, how much oxygen there is, how much stuff is in the water that you might not want to be there.
Who's doing this work now? So let's sort of like go back and then, how does this get captured now?
Well, that's the fun thing about doing this, because we're really replacing a poor intern in a kayak who's paddling around.
A poor intern in a kayak? Not a job like that.
It's a pretty good job until you've paddled around 300 lakes in the, November in New York or something.
As you're paddling through pollution, right?
Exactly. Yeah. We've done this out on pig farms in Mexico and oil ponds in Mexico City. There's not a lot of interns that volunteer for that kayaking job.
I got you.
Got to admit, there's some nicer ones out there.
Okay. Interesting. So where'd the idea for this come?
This was a complete fluke. This was a CMU research project where we built robotic boats just as a test platform for doing cooperative robotics, which is what our lab worked on. And as we just needed to build a simple, low-cost device that didn't have to deal with the FAA every day like our airplanes were.
Exactly. Interesting.
And it turned out everyone kept saying, can we please have one of those?
These are pretty popular.
And they get pretty popular. And we got called down to Kenya, into the Masai Mara park down there by some Princeton biologists to help them map what was going on in a river full of hippopotamuses.
And whoa.
We sort of realized after that that,
There's a company here, right? So there's a company here, and so you guys are hanging out with Sea Leveled, which is why Dan's here. So how are you working with Sea Leveled?
So wait, let's back up though. Okay. You're a Carnegie Mellon faculty?
I was, yeah.
You was?
I was. Yeah, I tried taking a leave.
He made the leap.
Yeah, platypus was keeping us busy enough that
I like it.
Made the big jump and
very cool.
Full time.
That's cool. So what's your background? What's your academic background?
Computer science, PhD, and then 15 years in robotics, cooperative robotics.
Wow.
So it's interesting and it's fun when we're doing this for environmental purposes because we've taken algorithms and technologies we've built for finding bad guys in Afghanistan with unmanned air vehicles and put it on on boats. Often, sometimes it's not even a change in the software. It's exactly
the
same software.
The same way.
And we're looking for pollution, or we're looking for, where dredging hasn't gone properly.
Because bad guys are bad guys, right?
Bad guys are bad guys, wherever they are. Exactly.
Excellent. So how are you working with C-Level here? Dan, what are you working with these guys on?
So Paul and I met, I went back and checked 5 years ago.
Okay.
When he was still at CMU. Yeah. And I remember vividly, he was working on a way to get robotic boats to jump, to hop from fish pond to fish pond.
Whoa.
Which just made an impact on me.
I envisioned
these little boats jumping around.
I still want to do that one day.
I still want to do that.
Well, you should, because I know it would be really entertaining to watch. But roll the calendar forward, and it moved from research to a prototype to real-life customers to, hey, it's time to wrap a real business around this great technology.
So who are customers, for example?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to share their names.
No, well,
but you can if you want to.
We can. I mean, so we get some really nice oil and gas companies that are doing things.
Makes sense.
A lot of companies are engineering companies. We look at a lot of impoundment ponds, water treatment places where they're pulling water from the rivers or dredging rivers. So there's a lot of engineering companies doing things. And then there's a whole industry that I didn't really understand, that people that look after water and make it healthy and make your golf course lakes healthy and your farm lakes healthy and your policy makers. Anyone who needs to understand that, it's amazing how much every part of our life is driven by data except water, because we know so little about it. Because there's only so many interns willing to kayak around and stick thermometers in water all the time.
Exactly.
So there's a real lack of information. But the people that
you're probably
that
getting
need that,
other information that your intern paddling around is not able to grasp.
It's different, yeah. And they can get some that we don't get. But yes, they will take a few hand measurements. They might collect 50 samples an hour if they're diligent. We might collect 10,000 samples an hour with a single robot.
Right.
Our background is cooperative robotics. We had 20 robots in the water working together the other day for a defense project.
It's like a swarm of robots.
It was absolutely a swarm of robots. And so when you start to look at that, you need a heck of a lot of interns and a heck of a lot of kayaks to get that sort of information. And you really can't.
And then the kayaks are all bumping into each other out there.
That's right. So then it's really a technology that we've never had before.
Right.
And I just am learning this, but I didn't realize there's 3 million square miles of inland water, which is where platypus really focuses.
Okay.
So ponds, lakes, rivers.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times you'll know what comes out of a pipe or what goes into or down a drain, but all the stuff in between isn't really understood. So rather than just seeing changes from time to time, platypus can give very dense data. It can follow any pattern you set it up to. So it's not any of these technologies none of them are the end all be all. They all can kind of work together because of the analytics platform that Platypus is putting together. Because that's the real magic.
I love the name.
Yeah.
I can't believe it wasn't taken.
Yeah.
There's a few platypuses out there, but none for robots.
None for robots.
Related to water.
We'll see how long you'll be able to.
With the exposure you get here from TechVibe.
Yeah, but you're going to have to figure out Platypus, right?
Now it's ruined.
You're going to have to figure that out. So do you have people working for you now?
Yeah, we do. We're a real gig economy company. There must be about 15 people that come and go on any particular day. But it's busy. We've had jobs in Cancun, Mexico City, Colombia, and Australia in the last 2 weeks.
Jeez.
So it's a busy time. We do a lot of work. We have a lot of stuff coming up in the next year.
And where can people go to learn more about Platypus?
Sense Platypus, S-E-N-S-E, platypus.com is our website. Very or cool. Come and visit us in the Strip.
And go to c-level.com. You can learn more about the services they have to help companies like yours out there, which I think is just fantastic. Dan, thanks for bringing this guy over.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man.
I knew you guys enjoy this. It's really cool, very relevant.
Thanks for having us.
All the way around. This is why I love Pittsburgh. Come on, man. Where else are you going to have robotic boats and swarms and stuff?
Hopping around.
It's so awesome. Hey, we're taking a break. We are coming back with more awesome stories just like this. So do not go anywhere. This is Jonathan Kirschning.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Learn more about the Pittsburgh Technology Council by going to pghtech.org. Follow us on Twitter at pghtech. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for spending your Friday night with us here on Tech Vibe Radio. October, Audrey. How did this happen? We're a week away from Tech 50.
21 years.
It's unbelievable.
I know. Celebrating innovation in tech in Pittsburgh, really exciting.
I think it's completely awesome. Just reminding everyone, the biggest night, Tech 50, we are the 50 fastest growing technology companies in the Pittsburgh region. I can't wait. It is the best time of the year. And there's still maybe a few tickets left. I don't know.
I think
we're almost at capacity. But if you go to pghtech.org, you can find out and get more details on it. So just remind that. So, Audrey, we have a great guest that stopped by here. This has been in the makings for a while. All summer long, we're trying to get this guy in the studio to talk about virtual clarity. I'm serious. Absolutely. We have Carl Freeman here. Carl, thanks for stopping by today.
You're welcome.
So, Carl, you have a heck of a title. I can't, I can't say it 10 times fast.
It's okay. It's two titles. That's why it's okay. A heck of a title. So Virtual Clarity is a small boutique consulting firm, advisory firm. So we wear multiple hats. So I'm a strategic client engagement director for them in the US, which means I look after their big accounts, make sure they're happy and everyone's doing what they need to be doing.
You like happy accounts?
We do like happy accounts. I also run their operating model practice. So where a client needs help stitching different parts of technology operating models together, I will bring in myself or one of the team to help talk to them about how they're going to fix.
So how long have you been there? How long have you worked?
I have been at Virtual Clarity, I think 2.5 years. My LinkedIn's been flashing up saying I've had a two-year anniversary. But I know I was there for 6 months before it kind of like got itself sorted out on LinkedIn.
Nice.
2.5 years.
So what's your background?
So lived and worked pretty much all over the world, actually. Asia. I started a lot of my career in Asia, consulting, contracting back in those days when, you know, not consulting as an advisory. Basically taking any job I could get is what that meant.
Okay.
And then I worked obviously in the UK financial services for about 6 years before I came to the US. I worked on the buy side actually for most of my career, or buying side, I get told mm-hmm. off the same buy side. I across most of the large infrastructure verticals. And then the latter part of my career before I took a year off traveling with my family, for about 5 years, I ran global change and transformation for a large investment bank.
And so talk a little bit about Virtual Clarity. What does it mean? What do you do?
As I said, it was about 160, I think. It changes because of the amount of consultants we have working on accounts and associates. But there's about 160 people in the firm. It's predominantly in the UK, the US, Northeast, predominantly Central Corridor, Amsterdam, Singapore, Germany.
Sun never sets on Virtual Clarity.
Yeah, those are really
never sets on Virtual
Clarity. Those are great places to visit.
It's a head office British company, but a large part of our revenue is driven out of cities like Pittsburgh in the US. And we are a boutique transformation company, so we would call ourselves a cloud transformation company. We like to help companies get to the cloud and end up with as little infrastructure as possible or as they want to.
Mm-hmm. I like that, as little infrastructure as possible.
Yeah, we used to say invisible infrastructure or zero infrastructure,
right.
But given that we were working for people that ran infrastructure, it kind of scared them off.
Yeah, you don't want to freak them out too much, right?
So yeah, invisible infrastructure or minimal infrastructure is where we're trying to get them to. Otherwise, why use the cloud? Right?
And so if exactly. people are listening, there's lots of multinational companies here in the southwestern Pennsylvania. If they're listening, what kinds of things would they be struggling with?
That's a great question. I mean, I think we focus predominantly on financial services, insurance, and healthcare as our verticals, where we predominantly an advisory company, writing strategies, architectures, and design for going to the cloud. We do application migrations. We do actually get involved in physically taking people to the cloud, but that's usually through partners, just because of the size of the firm. And we work with people that usually are struggling to think about how to go to the cloud or have tried to go to the cloud and got stuck.
And that happens probably more often than not, especially in the early days. I mean, it was kind of a little like the Wild West. And so that's there were many strategies, maybe some better than others.
Yep.
And people found themselves either getting burned or not having a successful migration. And so they're like, wait a second, we really have to go to the cloud still, aren't quite there. So they're calling up a virtual clarity, especially some of these bigger corporations and stuff that you work with where
You know,
they got a lot riding on that. And so they come to you because you can show them the right way.
Well, that's right. Well, sometimes with the competition as well nowadays, it's probably sometimes some of these large companies last turn to get it right. You know, it could be time to close doors because there's a lot of money involved. And the competition doesn't have all the technical debt, all the legacy, you know, infrastructure that they have. Mm-hmm. So what we do is we specialize in coming in very quickly. We call it precision guided transformation.
Okay.
And we try and work out, typically there are around about 5 issues that people have going to the cloud.
Okay.
It will be a regulatory risk issue, i.e., there actually is a problem with a regulator stopping them going to the cloud. Internal regulatory or audit issues, i.e., they haven't spent enough time with their internal support partners to talk about how they're going to the cloud and what where they're putting their data. Is it encrypted? Is it encrypted at rest? Mm-hmm. All those kind of things. And we get involved with helping bring them back together and having a bit of a kumbaya moment. We have methodologies to help out. Simply getting the technology wrong.
That's probably the biggest one right there.
Well, people say that, but I think the 2 biggest ones in my book are ignoring the people and the cultural transformation.
I think that's huge.
And that's probably true for lots of transformations, not just
it's all about the people.
It is all about the people.
Because they'll figure workarounds.
And they will put their heads in the sand and they'll derail it. And they'll
cloud schmoud.
Well, that's,
I can keep these files over here.
That's right. They're threat vectors, we call them, right? So the cloud is a big threat vector to their career, especially if they've been in tech for...
Yeah. You know, as you said before, we were talking about getting rid of infrastructure. You're like, no, we can do less.
We do less and we're going to retrain people to, you know, so we go in and we talk about retraining people to code there so they can learn how to code infrastructure in the cloud rather than, you know, physically install infrastructure.
Wow, okay.
Right, so, right. So that and people and culture and really not understanding the business goals is the largest one. And probably the biggest area that Virtual Clarity specializes in is focusing technology people on business outcomes rather than
at the end of the day, it's the outcomes that you're looking for, right?
Right.
And the cloud is just a tool to make that happen. So.
And you work for a bank because they're doing banking, not because they want to invent lots of cool technology. And so we go in and... a lot of times we find that people have just recreated huge amounts of infrastructure in the cloud for not really understanding the pipeline. So we go back in, we speak to the business, we get the business problems distilled down into something that the technology people can relate to. So a good success story for me is, you know, I'm walking into a room of 200 tech people and saying, hey, what are you all up to? And they all say, well, we're putting this widget over here in this data center because the CTO told us to. And 6 months later, if I walk into the same room with the same people and they say, oh, actually, we're actually installing this in the cloud so that this CIO can get more of their applications into the cloud faster to make more money or save money or, you know, to get functionality to their clients more quickly, whichever it might be.
Very cool.
So that's a good indication of cultural success.
Just reminding our listeners, we're talking to Carl Freeman from Virtual Clarity. Where's Virtual Clarity's website? Where can we check you guys out?
Well, it's www.virtualclarity.com.
Just that easy.
It's that easy.
I can even find it.
There's only one of us.
So did you come up through sort of your career in the technical aspect of the work?
I've done all of it, but the last 5 years was specializing in people, process, and cultural transformation.
Interesting.
And as I said, I took a year off with my family before my kids went to school and got like hyper-scheduled, as they do these days. So I went cold turkey from the buy side, and when I came back from a year, lots of really kind people like our founder and CEO, I'll give him a plug, Steve Peskin.
Do it.
That's great.
Called me up and said, you know, why don't you come and help us
That's great.
Help the industry.
Help us help the industry more broadly,
right?
Absolutely. So is Virtual Clarity hiring?
Are there any hiring? Yes, we're always hiring. We're always looking for, you know, for
what
great.
What are you looking for?
Cloud architects across multiple disciplines. So I'd say, you know, security is a big one. Compliance is a big one in the cloud. You know, designing templates for moving up certain types of application. You talk about whether you're going to re-architect an application or just re-host it. Mm-hmm. That drives different designs. So solutions designers, cloud solutions designers, those are the three key areas that we're looking for in terms of implementation. We're always looking for great pre-sales people. I'm always looking for people that have a base, great base understanding in process re-engineering.
Right. Okay.
So, there's a shortage of people with cloud experience and process re-engineering knowledge.
Seems like a really interesting place to work. I mean, you're working on some super tough problems, and I'm assuming every day it's something new going on.
Yep.
Learning new stuff all the time. And so in Pittsburgh now, you're kind of newer to Pittsburgh right now, and you coming to Pittsburgh back and forth through all the different cities that you go to. What are your thoughts on Pittsburgh and Virtual Clarity being here?
I love it, actually. I had some friends that lived here from Chicago. And the day I first came to work here, they actually moved to New York. But I'd spent some time here. I love the culture here. I feel like it's got a real kind of Renaissance culture. We're fortunate that we have some people working here that are local, so they drag us to nicer places and
all the good spots,
more bohemian places than just downtown Pittsburgh. So we go off to the suburbs and eat in strange places that are much more kind of esoteric than you'd find on 3rd Avenue.
Pittsburgh has the greatest TGI Fridays ever.
That's right. They have a huge amount of tech companies coming in here, right?
But it's all about.
You've got some massive companies coming in. You've got Carnegie as a feeder here. One of the things we are seeing, I'll say as a trend, is younger talent staying longer. When I first came here.
Absolutely.
It was really hard for companies to keep talent here because they're being lured away to bigger salaries. But we spent a lot of time with millennials and Gen Zs and Gen Xs that are coming up. And they are much more willing to stay around now because
that's what we need. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, Carl, thanks for stopping by Virtual Clarity, virtualclarity.com. Great, great stuff. Yeah.
You're welcome.
We're taking a break. More Tech Vibe is coming right at you.
Okay, this is Audrey Russo.
And this is Jonathan Kirsting. Learn more about the Pittsburgh Technology Council by going to pghtech.org. And remember, Tech 50 is right around the corner, October the 12th. No better way to spend a Friday night than to be hanging out with us here on Tech Vibe Radio, bringing you the best what's going on in Pittsburgh's technology ecosystem. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
And Audrey, we have some very, very cool guests with us tonight. Very excited about this interview.
Yeah, yeah, I am too. I really want to do sort of a deep dive really quickly.
I know,
right?
Time works against us sometimes.
Let's hurry up.
I know.
Let's hurry up because we have two awesome women in the house here. Jamie Butcher of Blank Rome and Susan Artisan of Bit by Bit. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So what do we want to talk about today? Where are we going to start?
I think we're going to talk about the Defend Trade Secrets Act, which is a new act that was put into effect in May of 2016. And I'm from Blank Rome Law Firm in Pittsburgh. So Blank Rome is newer to Pittsburgh. They're a Philadelphia, New York-based law firm. But 2 years ago, we opened the office in Pittsburgh.
Right.
And now there's about 13 lawyers in the Pittsburgh office.
That's fantastic.
Yeah,
so I thought the name was kind of new. So
welcome.
Just 2 years in town. We're glad you're here.
Yeah. Welcome.
Yeah, it's exciting. So we're growing. And a large part of my practice is working with companies to help them protect their confidential information.
Absolutely.
Which is their most important assets. And a lot of it now is electronic, which is where Susan Artisan and Bit by Bit come into play.
So how did you guys find each other?
I think we've known each other for 10 years since we started the company because Jamie was at a different firm and we started working on these types of cases before the DTSA was passed. So we've been investigating employee theft for almost 10 years now.
So talk about the Defend Trade Secrets Act.
So the Defend Trade Secrets Act was put into place in order to help companies be able to go into court across the country and to create uniform law about how to keep information confidential, what's considered to be confidential, and how importantly to get that information back. So Congress wanted to help companies with that. And I think Susan knows the numbers, but the amount of information that is stolen from companies per year is staggering.
It's like, you know, $3 billion a year, I think, and wow. multiple cases. So really, that's how information is walking out the door now.
That is an astounding number. And so yeah. I'm excited to talk about how there are strategies and ways around to minimize this and keep companies safe and what's kind of going on to defend against this. So great conversation here going on. I'm pumped.
So usually we get called in either through a client that we have or one of Jamie's clients where they suspect that an employee most often...
Something's going on.
An inside employee right. is about to or has left the company and something's not sitting right. So we typically will be given the computer, their cell phone, access to their email and so forth to see if something funny was going on. So the type of investigation we're looking at is whether or not USB drives have been plugged into the computer at mm-hmm. a critical point in time, or areas within the company's servers have been accessed where access was not previously allowed, whether things have gone up to Dropbox, other cloud storage repositories, whether they've been emailing things home to their Gmail account.
There could be a TV show made about this.
I think there is. And although they look like they're having a lot of fun on that show. Anyway, so we look at all those types of things and working with lawyers like Jamie or in-house counsel, put together a timeline of events that the artifacts that are left on the computer, the cell phone, that really give us right. a complete timeline as to who did what when. Not necessarily who, but right, the computer was being used, as long right. as it was, you know, the person's in computer. And then Jamie takes it from there and heads on into court when we find that, yes, they were taking company information and those kinds of things. So I'll let her explain a little bit more about that.
And so the Defend Trade Secrets Act has been very helpful for people who practice in this area because it gives you the right to go right into federal court instead of going into a state court across the country.
So it makes it faster, right?
It makes it faster.
Okay. And time's of the essence for a lot of this because the sooner you can get stuff back or stop mm-hmm. something, save your business a little bit, right?
And it also allows for an ex parte seizure of the information so you can... Some judges, if you can get them to agree, will let you go and grab that USB device right back
right instead then. Of having,
because the passage of time is really right. the problem in these cases, because if your information is out, it's at a competitor, it's spreading right. you know, spreading everywhere,
wow.
that's when there's a real problem. You can't put the rabbit back in the hat. So the Defend Trade Secrets Act, hopefully it's new. It hasn't been, you know, fully implemented
tested. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're still hopeful that it's going to be very helpful for companies.
So there's a new set of parameters in which to work by, and it's making it's much better for if you're a company and something's happened to you, you can hopefully get remedy much faster then.
Yep.
Right into federal court instead of having to go to all the varying state courts around. Right.
Very interesting.
So there's promise for that, right?
Right. So then once, you know, Jamie is usually successful in getting an injunctive order, that would include allowing us bit by bit to look at the defendant's personal computers, potentially their new employer computers, to see how far, if at all, the information has traveled.
Wow.
And then usually part of what, you know, the remedies might be are to eradicate or pull that information back.
If that information has traveled to the new employer's computer, could that employer be held liable at some point or
Absolutely.
Another? Wow. So
really?
You got to think about this from all angles then. So as a potential employer of somebody, you got to make sure that the person that you hired hasn't done anything shifty.
Why. There's a large part of this is counseling as well. So counseling employers on how to, when someone's leaving your company, making sure they're not taking something with them when they go is very important. And onboarding new employees is critical too. So you're not caught in a situation where someone brings something into your company that you're not aware of. That is from a competitor that can eventually make you liable for having it.
Sure, there are good practices that maybe you could even just advise us right now.
Sure, I think Jamie does a lot of that with companies. So making sure that HR goes through a series of questions: Did you take anything? Did you inappropriately or sometimes inadvertently, this has happened, transfer any information to your to your home computer because you want to do things at home and you shouldn't be doing
and
that.
And there's such a blend between work and home that files could easily get interchanged.
With this whole bring your device to work.
Which is a big mistake. But
that's a whole other segment right there. Okay. Yes.
Well, I think it just complicates things a lot. Mm-hmm. But also, I think, from when Jamie goes into court and her point of view and the client's point of view, if, you're told one thing at the time of departure and then the facts turn out to be another, that gives her ammunition to say, wait a minute, there's a conflict here and here are what the real facts are. I think more than once we've had cases where, the employee told the, former employer one thing and it was 180 degrees the other way.
Yeah, we had one where he said he was retiring and he was going to go do woodworking in Canada. And then
woodworking in Canada, eh?
They had a big cake party for him. And lo and behold, he was at a competitor with the information from. It's always those people, the ones you don't suspect.
You got to watch out for the retiring woodworker.
My advice to employers is it can happen. You know, people you don't suspect.
I worry
will take
about
it.
That.
You know, it can happen. It happens every day. It is happening across the country.
Right.
So you should be ready for it and have, you know, a really good checklist, have good policies and procedures, and have a culture where everyone knows the information that you have in your company is yours and should not be taken anywhere.
So, Jamie, you provide that service. Is that correct in terms of legally just sort of help companies with policies and procedures?
I do.
Good. Yep. Okay. So that's they could reach out to you through Blank Room. Okay.
And, you know, to add on to that, we have clients now, because they've been burned more than once, do this review as employees exit, just to make sure.
The checklist.
Yeah. Also the examination of their computer.
Like,
so we
hand over your thumb drives.
We get their computers and we take a look and see if they went places they shouldn't have gone, if they were accessing information they shouldn't have, and if there were communications with their new company. So we do kind of that check on the way out or as they've left. And again, you know, it enables Jamie to act quickly in the event that something seems to have gone awry.
That seems so effective, because as you hire someone, you tell them that as part of your employment here, that this check will be happening upon your departure. So that puts you in the back of your brain. It keeps you, you know, from thinking you can, you know, be on the sly, you know, on your work computer.
Right. It's part of the culture that you're trying to change
exactly.
and affect before it occurs.
And in this day and age, I mean, with the value of IP, and I mean, that's everything to a company. And to have someone, a woodworker, come in there and take all your stuff.
What's so profound is the innocence of it all. Right?
Yes, yes.
I mean,
well, and I think sometimes, you know, depending on what it is, some employees, if they've created it, sort of feel that they have a right to it. You know,
that's true.
And you know, I think what the company's procedures are really govern that, and making sure that they understand those.
That's really interesting.
Yeah,
that's really interesting. I mean, I'm sure there's never a dull day between the both of you.
It's not.
You have probably great stories you could tell us at a bar.
Yes, I think so.
So I'm taking you guys out for drinks after this, because I want to learn more, because I can only imagine the types of things that come across your desk. Like, you get to have a lot of fun, I guess, huh?
We do.
Or be horrified quite often as well, too.
Well, Susan, talk a little bit about Bit by Bit.
Sure.
So it's in the website, so in case people are listening.
Yeah. It's bitbybit.com, bit-x-bit.com. So we've been in business for 10 years.
Yeah.
Started in 2007, an early member of the Tech Council. We have the Bar Association's exclusive endorsement to do it.
For
the lawyers in town and companies. So we do basically two key areas, e-discovery, which is the collection of electronic documents for litigation.
Okay.
That lawyers then review for relevance. And then the forensic side of things. And our classic case is the trade secret theft case. But we also investigate other misuses of computers, you know, sexual harassment, inappropriate conduct by employees.
Right.
We look at their computers and determine all those issues. So, you know, we're downtown in the Frick building, and, you know, we're happy to be in Pittsburgh and have been for a decade now.
I know.
It's really exciting.
And as technology marches forward in the blending of devices into our workplaces, like,
it's been blended for a while.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this whole bring your device to work has been blended for a while. It's really interesting to think about undoing that.
Yeah. And then another point, which I know you have a program coming up on, big data, you know, that is
right
also infiltrating the practice of law and what we do, because of the multitude, the terabytes, gigabytes, petabytes of data that need to be synthesized. And, you know, so we're all on the same page now.
You actually have it Bit by Bit. You have a supreme data scientist, right? You have someone who's working on your team?
Well, we have forensic experts
and
e-discovery experts.
Okay.
We have certain tools that we license and use to help us to accomplish our work.
Okay.
But
they're pretty sophisticated in their skills.
Yes, they are.
Is what I was trying to get at.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very
and
cool.
So at Blank Room, this practice has probably escalated for you.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And are there any kind of tips that you want to just could share?
We got about a minute left. Mm-hmm. We got to be fast. We got to wrap everything up.
Yeah, I would say having a very good protocol in place, and having your HR department really be attuned to these issues and aware of them.
Right.
And we do a free CLE if any company's interested. and how to protect your information.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, I think it's very informative for the human resource people to hear, you know, what to look for.
I'm sending mine. Yes.
Well, I encourage everyone, reach out to Jamie Butcher over at Blank Rome and check that out. I think it's very well worthwhile, and check out Bit by Bit as well. Two great companies working together to keep these things bolted down. Thanks for stopping by the show. Audrey, we're all out of time. Another Friday night.
Great.
Oh, man. But I love doing the show because we get to hang out with folks like this.
This is great.
I love it. Just reminding everybody, Tech 50 next week, the 50 biggest companies in tech here in Pittsburgh. In the meantime, have a great weekend. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.